live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to a new friend of mine, Mike Massey of Capital City Sports Auctions. Good evening, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Cheryl?
I'm doing awfully well. Thank you. Mike and I first met a little over a week ago, a couple weeks ago, I guess now, at the Capital Area Humane Society Fur Ball. That was quite an event, wasn't it?
Oh, man, it was amazing. It was a beautiful event. You guys did an amazing job setting it up. I just was blown away by how great it looked inside there.
Well, you caught my attention, A, because of your energy and your smile and being so friendly and wonderful to everybody, but then I was so curious about your business, and I'm finding out that you've just opened a new business in the Okemos area, and it's called Capital City Sports Auctions. And as I'm watching you set up for the Fur Ball, you're setting up tables with the most amazing sports memorabilia I've seen in one place in an awfully long time.
Yeah, you know, I work with a guy that we do all the framing for the Red Wings, Pistons. He's been in business for a long time. I mean, he's the largest framer in the state. And, you know, it's been amazing. I mean, every time I go down to the store and I pick up items, I honestly feel like a fat kid in a candy store because I just keep staring at stuff. My wife always gets mad if she rides down there with me, like, come on, we got to go. But I just keep it.
I was going to ask where this love of this kind of memorabilia came from. It just came from being a sports junkie, huh?
Well, you know, it all started, you know, honestly, I started doing my basement, and it kind of just evolved into this. You know, people started asking me for stuff, and, you know, I started finding items, and then I met Bob, and, you know, we kind of been rolling ever since then. You know, it's been amazing. There was a big lag where people were, especially with charities and stuff, and we just kind of found a niche being able to help out and work with people and, you know, help do some good stuff, you know?
Well, and it's a win-win. Why don't you tell folks how this kind of works? And well, we'll use the Fur Ball as an example. You come in and set up, and how it works for silent auctions at these kind of fundraisers.
Well, basically how it works is we come in and we provide sports and entertainment memorabilia to events at below wholesale prices. You know, whatever your cause, honestly, we're more than willing to help out. We always are interested in helping a good cause. So even if it's a small little event or a big event, for example, as the Fur Ball, you know, we're always interested in helping and doing something positive for the community. You know, the best thing about us is there's absolutely, positively no cost or risk to the organization. You know, the advantage is that we work with Bob, as I said. There's no middleman, so you're getting the items directly from the factory. You know, everything's made in Michigan. He's been in business over 20 years. And, you know, it's just been great. I mean, it's just the quality of work and, you know, just basically doing something positive and productive and helping give back, you know, to the community.
And, of course, when you're dealing with silent auctions, which is what a lot of fundraisers are doing now, because they're very successful, sports memorabilia is always, it seems, one of the high-ticket things. I mean, that's what the folks go in and they really focus on those items, don't they?
Yes, they do. And, you know, it's been great because, you know, because we are the largest framer, we're allowed to put these prices very low so that everybody, pretty much anybody that's interested in it has an opportunity to buy something. You know, we have a little something for a small end items all the way up to a Muhammad Ali or a Michael Jordan item. And, you know, pretty much everything in between. And that's been the great thing about it because people are loving these items. They're getting to help something they're involved in or something they believe in or in active with. And, you know, and at the same time, kind of getting some bang for their buck out of it, you know?
Well, and that was the next question. There was a Muhammad Ali glove at the Fur Ball. And I just, my thought was, where on earth do you find these things? Where do you come across them or who do you connect with to get them?
Well, you know, working with Bob down at Take Two Authentics, you know, he works with all these teams. He works with the Red Wings, Pistons, Lions, Tigers. We do the framing for MSU and U of M, like basketball and football teams. So any senior jerseys, anything like that, we do. And also, you know, just other connections that he has and we've made over the years being in the business. You know, I've met some great people and they, you know, they definitely take good care of us. and try to give us the best prices on these items they can, because they know that we're working with charities and they know that we're trying to do positive and good things. And, you know, that's pretty much, you know, we just kind of work with a bunch of different people to try to get the best deals and things that we can for these organizations.
Well, and of course, it looks like you probably also cater it to the area. There was, of course, an awful lot of MSU merchandise that was really great that was there at the Furball as well.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, we have some really amazing stuff. You know, we have anything you really want Michigan-related. We have the Red Wings. We have the Pistons, the Lions, the Tigers, the school down the street, and, the, you know, of course, MSU. You know, it's just the pictures, the quality of these pictures are just so great. I mean, you've seen how nice they were and how people really, you know, they're very popular. You know, they kind of sell themselves because, you know, people know they're getting some bang for their buck and, you know, their money's going to help something good or something that they're active in, you know.
Well, of course. I did notice, too, and took note from your website, which is a very nice website, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, very nice. I'm looking at it now, and I asked the question at the time, what happens if this stuff doesn't sell? I can't imagine that it doesn't, but that's another beauty of your business is that you take back what doesn't sell.
Yeah, there's absolutely positively no risk to the organization. If an item does not sell, we take it back. All we're really interested in doing is providing an event with items that they can make money on that are very popular and that, you know, that people seem to really gravitate to. I mean, it was kind of funny going to the event. I mean, there were so many people kind of just surrounding the event and looking at the items. And, mm-hmm. you know, nobody really around this area does this and has these items. So people just seem to be very popular.
Oh,
you know?
My gosh,
it's just
yeah.
Like, and people keep asking, where did these come from? How did you get these? And, you know, that's been a great thing. I mean, I leave there feeling very, I don't know, I feel good when I leave there. And it just is nice that people are receiving these things and they're so happy about, you know, seeing them. And, you know, they get excited. So it kind of makes me excited and, you know, it just feels good.
It certainly does. Do you have a couple of favorite things that have passed through your hands in the process of this business, a couple of favorite items?
Well, one of my favorite would be the Ali Glove. I mean, I'm a big Ali fan. Really, anything Michigan State. I'm a huge Michigan State fan, so I see quite a few Michigan State stuff. We have, like, a Spartan Stadium Breslin that's pretty popular. We just got in a really, really amazing item, and I love it. I keep staring at it. My wife keeps asking me, what am I looking at? But we got this Michigan State National Championship photo collage, and it's like I think there's like 8 pictures, and it has a bunch of the players, Morris Peterson, Granger, Hudson, Cleaves, Izzo, and then there's like a team one, and then in it there's some Final Four tickets, and it just is really sweet. And then there's another one that's like a Kid Rock Red Wings that's been really popular, and then, like, you know, obviously Stevie Y always does well, and, you know, some Bad Boys pitchers and some stuff like that from the old school Pistons that do pretty well.
Well, you know what, Mike, they always say find something you love to do and find a way to make a living at it and you'll be happy, and I think you've managed to do both.
You know what? It sounds so cliche, but, you know, and I never really believed it, but I'm telling you, I do not feel like I'm working. Some days I swear I work at MSU as well. So, you know, some days I get to work at 6:00, I don't get out, and then, you know, I'll go to an event, and I might not get home at midnight, but I don't even feel like I'm working. It doesn't even feel like it's been, you know, one of those 18-hour days, because I'm loving it, and it's great doing something positive, and I love working with the people and helping out these organizations, you know?
Well, great. Mike, I appreciate you taking time to be with me this evening and to tell our listeners about this great business. And
no problem.
Man Cave Essentials, I assure you. Man Cave Essentials, absolutely. Mike, good luck to you. Look forward to talking
Thank
with you
so
again.
Thank you so much. Hey, if anybody is interested, you know, they can get a hold of me at 517-282-3567, or you can look for me on Facebook, and it's Capital City Sports Auctions, and I would love to help out anybody that's interested or needs it.
Very good. Thanks so much, Mike. Have a great evening.
Thanks, Cheryl. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Mike Massey, Capital City Sports Auctions. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.